a cigar bar, and TVs. During a crucial development meeting, which is an early phase of planning a construction project that I'll eventually list on the market, I could not get my client, the seller, off the topic of a damn cigar bar and how each room needed multiple televisions. I mean, are we opening a sports bar or building a spec house? You get a guy in a room who likes to build pretty things, and he wants to build the house for himself instead of building it for who the $70 million buyer actually is. I know that buyer, and let me tell you, they're not looking for a damn cigar bar. This property was not going to sell without architectural plans approved, which is why I had worked my ass off to get all of the right people into this meeting. I had to keep the team moving forward if I ever wanted to get paid and avoid wasting the time of everyone there. My cigar-obsessed client also happened to be a big producer in Hollywood. He had bought this huge piece of land in Malibu, all 14 acres of it, in Serra Retreat, a gated premier community in the heart of the area. He had bought it 25 years ago for significantly less, but home values had since shot through the roof. Some of the biggest sales lately had been in Malibu, so he saw dollar signs. They had already listed it once as a $23 million piece of dirt, and it wasn't selling. Honestly, it didn't look like it was ever going to get built by anyone, a seller or a buyer. This piece of land had a long history of litigation. Its topography was complicated. It was on a hillside. There had been several challenges with building on it, not unusual for Malibu. All of this was a turnoff to most buyers. There were no architectural plans attached, just a big empty piece of land in Malibu that no one wanted to buy. If we could get the property listed with architectural plans submitted and approved by the Coastal Commission and then the city, it had a chance of selling at a much bigger number, with RTI ready to issue permits. It was a long shot, but I had to get this client to wrap his head around going with a notable architect, which arguably would be expensive, and I had to get him focused on something he had just been sitting on for years. This piece of dirt was going to continue to just be a piece of dirt unless I pushed the client to invest his money and time ASAP. The codes were going to change in Malibu and become even more restrictive than they already were. This was his last chance to take this land and turn it into something incredible. Like his cigar bar obsession, this guy was a total hoot. He was fun as he was frenetic, always in bright colors and golf attire. Legit lime green and canary yellow were amongst his favorite colors. He'd show up to the site excited to discuss progress and ideas. And maybe given that I was wearing red pumps to the same place, I shouldn't comment. Anyway, I really liked this guy. He was creative, inventive, smart. But he was about one more comment away from completely derailing our meeting and our ability to move this project forward. So here I was with six people in my conference room trying to get on the same page about the architectural plans. I'd got both of the architects and their assistant. I had my client and his right-hand guy who managed the day-to-day. And I'd got an expediter from the city of Malibu to help walk us through this complicated process. There were millions on the line here for each of us. When the architects presented their renderings of the property, explaining exactly how everything would be laid out, my clients started asking highly specific questions, a lot of them. I was examining it from a bird's eye view and thinking about space and light and integrity, and he was knee-deep in detail. This was one of our first meetings, and he wanted to get into pizza oven locations. He wanted that door to be 2 inches wider. At one point, he got up from the table, speaking with his back to us while looking at the plans up close on the television. The architects had presented us with several options, five to be exact, and they were hoping to narrow it down to two. But we were not getting anywhere because my client was now building his own home and moving into it next year with his wife and kids and having pizza night. I knew this guy was a powerful personality and insanely creative. Anyone who Googled his name could have figured that out based on how interesting and comedic his movies are. If I ignored that fact, we could have spent all day in the weeds talking about details and never walking out of the meeting with the decisions needed in order to move forward. But because I knew exactly who was in the room, I had the answer about what to do next.